Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the fifth day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Megillah, Perek Base, Mishnah Base. Cross here again. If a person read the Megillah with interruptions, he read a bit, paused, read a bit, paused. Even if the pause was long as it takes to read the whole Megillah, a long pause. Umisnam name, or if a person read it when he was drowsy, but he read every word, Yotza. Nevertheless, he's Yotza with such a reading of the Megillah. Hoyokosva, if he's writing a Megillah, he's copying it from an existing Megillah, and he's reading each Pasuk as he writes it, before he writes it. Dorsha, or he's explaining it, he's giving a Drosha, and he interrupts every time he reads a Pasuk, he explains it, and then he goes on, reads more. Umagia, or he's reading it in order to check it for mistakes. Im kibin liboy, if he had in mind as he read it from the text each time to be yotza, yotza, then he'll be yotza the mitzvah. But im lav, if he had no intention to be yotza the Megillah, he was just literally copying one Megillah, for example, from the other, and as he was reading it, he did not have in mind at all to be yotza. Or as he's giving a drosh in it, he has no mind to yotza, then lo yotza, he's not yotza. Hoysak suva basam, if the Megillah was written in sum, sum is a orange-coloured earth, ubisikro, or he wrote it in red with a red pigment, a red paint, ubikomos, or he wrote it with komos. Komos is a sap of a tree, gum, ubikankantum, or he wrote it with vitriol. That's a colour made from water that has bits of copper elements in it. Alanior, or he wrote it on papyrus. Valadifter, or he wrote it on untanned leather. The leather was not, or the hide of the animal that was not yet properly tanned. Lo yotza. He has not been yotza in reading a Megillah from such a scroll. Ad she tahek suva bashuris, until it's written in Loshna Kodesh, and it has to be written al ha-sefer, has to be written on a parchment, proper good parchment, uvidyoy, and proper ink, which is permanent and will remain on the parchment. Mishnah Gimel. Benir, a person who comes from a city that is not surrounded by a wall, it's an open city, and they read it on the 14th of Adar. But he happened to travel, Shaholach Likrach. He went to a city that is a walled city from the times of Ishur Binun, where they read it on the 15th of Adar. Or the other way around. Or Ben Krach, a person who lives in a walled city, Shalach Al-Ir, who's going to a city where they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Im Osid Lachzalim Kome, Kurikim Kome. If this city man, the open city man, is going back to his city, going back to his place, then even though he's in the krach, he's still in the a walled city, or the Ben Krach, the walled city man, is in the 15th of Adar, even though he's in the city, he will read it on the 15th. The Ben Krach will read it on the 15th, and the Benir will read it on the 14th. That's because they're tending to go back to their place. Vim Lav, if they have no intention to go back to their place, carry in mind, they will read it with the people of the city to which they have come. Now, the Gemara adds a qualification on this. When do we say that a Ben Krach, man of a walled city, goes to the city of an unwalled city, and he's intending to go back to his place, he reads it on the 15th, not the 14th? That's if he intends to return on the night of the 14th. That means, as Rashi says, he will leave the city before dawn. Then we say he does not have to be with them, he does not have to hear the Megillah with them, they're all in their shawls on the 14th, he does not have to be part of that. Why? Because in the day, he will not be there. He's leaving before dawn. Or the Rif adds and says that even if he intends to go back on the night of the 14th, and for some reason he got delayed and he didn't, and he's maybe still there on the day of the 14th, doesn't matter. He will read it like his home city on the 15th. But that's all because he wanted to go back, or he did go back being the before dawn. But if he does not intend to go back on the night of the 14th, he's going to go only the next morning, let's say, in the beginning of the 14th. Even though he's leaving most of the day. He'll leave early in the morning. But it doesn't matter. Once he's there in the city of in an unwalled city on the 14th of Adar in the day, he has to read it with them. And this we learn out of a pasuk. It says in the Megillah, Al ken ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshvim ha-Prozim, therefore the Jews in open cities that are sitting in open cities shall celebrate the day of the 14th of Adar. Now, the Gemara asks and says, well, if it says already Jewish people who are in the unwalled cities, why does it repeat ha-Yoshvim ha-Prozim? That are sitting in the unwalled cities. Of course they're sitting. They're people of an unwalled city. What's that double language used? But the Pasuk is adding that to tell us that even if he's only one day in an unwalled city, that's enough to be called a member of that city. If he's in a walled city in the day, that's enough to be called a man of a walled city. And therefore, if a person was a Ben Ir, a person was from an unwalled city, and he went to a Krach, a walled city, if he intends to go back to his place, that means on the night of the 15th, even though he's been perhaps in the Krach, he's been in the walled city the whole 14th day, and the night of the 15th day, he reads it like his home city, the 14th. Because he's going back on the night of the 15th before dawn, he's not called a walled city man. But if not, if he doesn't intend to go back the night of the 15th, but he was delayed in the Krach, even in the beginning of the 15th. If he's there in the beginning of the 15th, he reads it with them on the 15th of Adar. Why? Same principle. If you're there in a city in the day, then you read it like that city. You have a din like that mukaf if they're reading on that day. That's how some Mefarshim learn. Other Mefarshim learn a bit differently, and they say that in the case of the person going from a unwalled city to a walled city, it all depends again on the night of the 14th, not, as we said before, the night of the 15th. And that's how the Rosh and the Ravid learn Pshat. They say that when the Gemara says, Lo Shonu, we only say that you read it like your hometown, and if you're going to go back on the night of the 14th, they say that goes on all cases, even a case of a person of a Ben Ir who's going to a Krach. Even though in the Krach, in the walled city, they're going to read it on the 15th. No, they say that the Gemara means there too. You have to be out of that town before the day of the 14th in all cases. That's how the Rosh and the Ravid says, before you can get out of reading it with that town. Now the Mishnah turns to a different topic. Meheichon kore odom es Megillah. From where does one start to read the Megillah? V'yotze b'rechavasa, to fulfill the duty of reading the Megillah. How much of it? Rabbi Meir Omer Kula. You have to read the whole thing, from beginning to end. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi, Hoyav, Shushan Abira, which starts with the story of Mordechai and Esther. Perek Beis, Pasuk Hay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me Achad Ramela. He says even less. Rabbi Yossi says you read from the beginning of Perek Gimel, which talks about how the king Achashverosh elevates Haman. Talks about the riches of Haman. The Gemara explains that the Machlokes is based on interpretation of the following pasuk. Vatichtov Esther Hamalko Mordechai Yehuda Eskol Tokev. The Esther, the queen of Mordechai, wrote Eskol Tokev, wrote the whole power or the whole drama. Rabbi Meir says it's the drama or the power of Achashverosh. So therefore Rabbi Meir says, well, the whole Megillah, right at the beginning, starts with the power and the authority of Achashverosh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's talking about the power of Mordechai, which starts at Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's talking about the power of the greatness of Haman, how he is elevated to power, which is, of course, in Achar HaDrameila, from Perek Gimel onwards.